Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. We welcome back our AM radio affiliates. If our AM radio affiliates only knew what happens in the first couple of minutes here, huh? But nevertheless. So, yeah, I am Gabriel Morency. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Listen, whatever. I would tell you, there's a no-hitter tonight in baseball. Yeah, and like, you know, like basically there's, it's like saying, being surprised there's a no-hitter, that'd be like breaking news that Snoop Dogg smoking weed right now. Oh, I can't believe it. You know, breaking news, Snoop Dogg was just seen smoking marijuana. Can you believe it? It's going to ruin his career. Can you believe it? It's like another no-hitter. It's like, yeah, whatever, another no-hitter. Yeah, it's like, yeah, all right. So who was it tonight? Wade Miley throws a no-hitter this evening. What I want to talk about is my greatness. As far as MLS soccer is concerned. And normally I don't like jinxing myself. Like when we finished in eighth place in the Super Contest, at the Westgate Super Contest for the 55K, I didn't talk about it. We expected the worst. It was sort of, you know what I mean? Like, just don't say anything. Keep your head down. Don't talk smack. But we've been talking smack through the MLS season, and we're not talking smack. I know it's tough, but it's just lit. We're 3 weeks in now. We did it again tonight. We told you, the San Jose Earthquakes. These guys are one of the hottest teams in MLS soccer right now. That's our boy Kyle. Not Kyle in Atlanta, but Kyle in Toronto. Kyle Johnson. He's a San Jose Earthquake guy. And I tell you what, so am I. That goal by Rubin tonight was unbelievable. And we had the Earthquakes plus a half a goal and over 2.5. It's 1-0 in like the 55th minute or so for Real Salt Lake, which really is the stupidest name in sports. I thought the Orlando Magic was the dumbest name in sports, but Real Salt Lake? Like, at least Miami, Inter Miami. Miami's a diverse cult, like culturally diverse. Like, Real? You guys don't even have bars. Real? How many Spanish people are there in Salt Lake City? And if there were, they would get arrested. Real Salt Lake. Yeah, that's it. Like, Matias, this is not the stupidest name in sports, Real Salt Lake. As a soccer fan, as an Argentinian, aren't you offended?
Yeah, I don't like that name at all. And I've never liked that team since they got put into the MLS.
I got nothing against the team. I got no beef with the team. I just think the name sucks. Bring it.
To win, you need a plan. We're the home of sports gaming strategies and information. To give you the winning edge, you're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming odds.
And more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down on the Friday night freak show. And you know what? We've got great news. Tony Finn is ready to rock and roll. But we'll get to Tony in a minute. Big Cat, actually, has been on hold here. The phone lines are buzzing here this evening, even though we got a bunch of guests that we got to get to still. But it's been too long. Big Cat, great guy. Big Cat steps up. Are you there, Big Cat?
It's the reunion tour, Gabe. Well, great to be back after about a four-month hiatus, especially on Clam Chowder's big day today, 60th. Happy birthday to Clam Chowder.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice, Big Cat. How you been? I know it's been a little while since you've been around. We see you on Twitter a bit, but great to hear your voice. Glad you were able to check in. How you been doing, buddy?
Really good, buddy. You'll be back from week to week now. I was away on a hiatus, but definitely will be back week to week. I won't keep you too long. I know you got some guests rolling in behind me, but I just want to see what you thought about this Aaron Rodgers fiasco. Do you think he's going to move teams, or is this just a big hype for the Green Bay Packers?
I think that Rodgers, I don't think he's going to move teams. I do think that Rodgers will eventually, hold on, turn your radio, got to do the old turn your radio down. Hey, Big Cat, why don't you hang up and I'll answer the question, but I'm not trying to run you.
Okay, you bet. Have a good night, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I love you, Big Cat. Don't be a stranger. To take calls, hey, Matthias, again, it's like, now I remember. Today's like anniversary day. It's true. Now I remember my old days. Hey, caller, can you please turn your radio down? You like Larry King.
Echo.
Yeah, no, it threw me off. I was ready to give him an Aaron Rodgers answer, and I heard like, I was like, dude, we're like 10 seconds behind here on the radio wherever he's listening. Oh, boy. All right. But as far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned, number one, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to retire as a Packer. Number two, I do believe that Aaron Rodgers will be a Green Bay Packer this year. Number three, I think Aaron Rodgers needs to shut the hell up. I sort of let this settle in and let's see what happens with all these reports through the week and stuff. And let's just get down to it here. What is Aaron Rodgers so upset about? Right? What, did they draft a Jordan Love? Whatever, bro. The Patriots drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. Brady didn't care. He went on and won more Super Bowls. Kept them on the bench. So, little sensitive, number one. Number two, you keep talking like, where? You want to go to a worse team. So, Aaron Rodgers wants out to go play for the Raiders? Really? Really? Well, you had the Raiders? I don't care. Aaron Rodgers goes to the Raiders. They're not winning the Super Bowl, right? It's almost like the Raiders are the one team that would screw it up. And even Denver. So, I don't know. Is Devontae Adams a good wide receiver? The guy's a top three wide receiver, top four wide receiver in the NFL. So, I don't know. So, you got one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. They keep drafting running backs. You've got, like, three running backs. You got A.J. Dillon. You got Jones. You got, like, who's the other guy? The dude from BYU, Williams. Oh, yeah, Jamal Williams. You got a bunch of running backs. Your defense is decent. But you don't like your coach. You don't like McCarthy either. I don't know. Your coach, Matt LaFleur, is 26-6 as a head coach in 2 years, bro. Oh, you didn't like that you didn't go for it? I don't know. You didn't score on first down. You didn't score on second down. You didn't score on third down from the 2-yard line, 3-yard line, whatever the hell it was. So I just got to go for it on fourth. I just gave you three cracks. You didn't score. So if we actually break this down brick by brick here, what the hell is Aaron Rodgers so unhappy about? You make a ton of money. They offered to make you the highest paid. You bitched about, oh, Jordan Love. They said, we'll give you a contract extension. I don't want it. Whatever, dude. I know. I'll tell you what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is trying to get out of Green Bay, except he doesn't want Packer fans to hate him. He wants to make the Packers somehow like the Packers wronged him somehow. And if you look at it and analyze this, where exactly do they wrong him so much? You didn't like Mike McCarthy, we fired him. We hired a new coach that just went 13-3 2 years in a row. What, you don't like your playmakers? What, Devontae Adams? Yo, bro, I don't know. Like, Tom Brady was winning Super Bowls with Julian freaking Edelman and Deion Branch, all right? Tanyan was a steal. Valdez Scantling, I tell you what, I ripped the guy a couple of times in past years. He balled in the playoffs. That guy was making plays. What's your problem, Rodgers? What do you want? That's my take on Aaron Rodgers. Tony Finn steps up and then wager talk. What's going on, Tony?
I'm just listening and agreeing. And
what do you think of my Packers take? What do you think of my Rodgers take?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about, I remember quite well, I remember like it was yesterday, Gabe, when Brett Favre wasn't happy that they drafted Aaron Rodgers, if you remember, and didn't want to help him at all. It seems to be a virus there in Green Bay. I don't know.
Well, it's an ego quarterback thing. Well, Russell Wilson did the same thing. A couple of months ago. Throw it out there that I want out and see if any teams get crazy and do this, because I really do want out, right? And then don't say anything, and then after you can say, I never said I wanted out, right? Aaron Rodgers could come out now and say tomorrow or next week, I don't know what everybody's talking about, man. I never said anything. I said, I'm good. I'm ready for camp. You know what I mean? I never said anything. But you also didn't say anything while the house was on fire for the last 10 days either, Aaron. Like, think about it.
Right.
All it would take is one tweet from Aaron Rodgers. It's all a pile of crap. Settle down, everybody. I don't know where this is coming from. Settle down, whatever. He hasn't done it. He wants to watch the house burn. And then he wants to blame other people for it.
What? Not only that, he wants to light it on fire and then have a little lounge chair and watch it burn. I agree with you 100%. That seems to be kind of his M.O. While it's been subtle for years, it's become pretty evident. And if Mahomes, 5 years from now, asks out of a $500 million contract, then we're going to have to burn his house down, because that's just craziness, you know?
Well, Mahomes, whatever, is happy yet, you know, in 13 years, we'll see what happens, right? Listen, I was talking earlier about Tom Brady. I was talking about Tom Brady and his father. I had his father on the show, Tom Brady Sr., and he told me, this is crazy, and this was like 4 years ago, because I remember I was at a different studio at the time, and 4 or 5 years ago, when I played the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and he told me at the time, and it caused a controversy, and what's crazy is, Tom Brady's father did an interview with me, Super Bowl week, and then he did one more, and that was the last time he ever did an interviews type thing. No, yeah, it was...
Were you on Radio Row?
Yeah, I wasn't, but it was Super Bowl week, whatever.
Right. Okay.
Me and Radio Row clash, but that's another story. So, but
yeah.
But the thing is, even going into the Super Bowl, Brady's father, because we got picked up like it was like a viral moment type thing, because Brady's father said to me that Tom won't finish with the Patriots. He said, and this was like years ago, and he said, like, that's how crazy, like the Brady's were already thinking ahead, and he point blank, and he called it. He said, Tom wants to play until he's like 45 or something. And he said, Belichick's not going to allow that. And he said, there'll come a day, and it was almost cryptic. He said, there'll come a day when the Patriots will want to move on and we'll go somewhere else. And then I said to him, because I'll never forget, I said, well, I've always thought San Francisco. And he said, so did we until they never drafted him. And that's the thing. Tom Brady grew up a Niner fan, and he went to Niner games with his father. They were season ticket holders. He was there for, like, the catch and all that type stuff. And, you know, they're so hardcore. Tom Brady's father unsubscribed as a season ticket holder when the 49ers didn't draft him. That's hardcore. That's why the Bradys are nut jobs. They win. They're like Mendelbaums in his...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mendelbaum.
To win,
you need a plan.
We're the home of sports gaming strategies and information to give you the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming odds
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
But why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lorenzi. Tony Finn, Wager Talk in the house. And Tony, we weren't sure if we were going to have you tonight. Listen, it's been a weird day as it is. It's been a weird week. So I was expecting some weird stuff to happen tonight, to be honest. But normally you retweet us, and normally I give you a message, but yes. I didn't today. And I'm like, all right, Tony never didn't send everything out. We told our producers to text you. And I said, you know, I got a weird feeling about Finn tonight, actually. I said, text him, and they said, no response. And we just thought, all right, I don't know, something happened tonight. But what was going on? Were you like bailing someone out of jail or something tonight? What was going on?
That's absolutely exactly spot on what I had to do. And
are
it's
you,
a mess
are you dead serious?
Here to do that.
Are you serious? Are you serious? You had to go down
serious,
to Clark County and get someone out? Really? You posted bail for someone?
Went to the county. I went to the county. It was the county, which is, like I said, it's a mess there. It's a 4-hour, 5-hour deal, you know. And then even after you bail, it could be Monday before they release them.
Wow. Wow. All right, yeah. I don't want to get too personal. That's a good story, but was it something stupid or was it something stupid
or
serious?
Anytime you go to jail, 99% of the time it's pretty stupid, in one way, fashion, or form. Yeah, pretty stupid. For some reason. Alcohol and life don't mix with some people.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I saw an episode of The Simpsons the other day. Someone was trying to kill Homer, and they said, how many enemies do you have? And they went through, like, the memory type thing, and it was, like, kind of like 200. Yeah. And someone said, how do you have so many enemies, man? Like, as a middle-aged man. And you know what Homer told him? I have a drinking problem. That's what he said. He goes, I have a drinking problem. That was a great answer. He said, you know what he said? And the actual line was, Homer said, I'm a people person with a drinking problem.
I like it.
I'm not trying, I don't want to get personal. Like, I'm not trying to get into your guy's business, but is it a deal when someone visiting you from out of town and just like went crazy? Vegas.
No, it's local.
It's really low, even
a
worse.
A native Vegas guy. Just a friend, a guy I got to know when I moved here. Like I said, I worked here for 20 years, 25. And then when I moved here, he was one of my wife's taverns that she worked for a big corp here. In Vegas that have like 52 neighborhood taverns, you know, and he was a regular there and he's a race car driver too. So I was interested.
Oh, I could see what happens. Yeah. 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 I see what happened now. Dude, I saw the other day on the news. It was great. And I've been there actually a dude from Texas got busted in Vegas the other night. He rented like a $400,000 Lamborghini. You know, like in Vegas, guys, if you want to look like a player, you can rent like a serious sports car or whatever, right? And so this guy did, except he decided to get into the booger sugar and have a few drinks. And he went out into the middle of the desert and stuff, right? So he figured that's what happens all the time. And he went in the middle of the desert. And I guess, I don't know if he broke a record or something. I think that was a thing. I don't know if they got him. It was like 160, 170, whatever. It was something stupid. Yeah. They couldn't get him. They couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
And he crashed. He crashed. He crashed into the desert. So they had a picture of like the car like stuck in the sand and the cops got him and stuff. And they were like, they said, this happens all the time actually. Tourists come here, they go, oh my God, I'm gonna rent this Ferrari. And then what happens? After a little Vegas, couple of trick or treats, next thing you know, you're in the desert doing 180, Tony.
Yeah, you don't listen. Mistake number one is I don't advise anyone to drive out in the desert by themselves because a lot of those people don't come back. They just don't come back. This is Vegas in the desert. You don't do that. You can rent a helicopter if you want here. I think I've heard that you could. If you have a license, you can rent a helicopter.
Oh, dude, they gave me and Cam guns. We were like on a 3-day bender. Rolled into the gun range at like 8 a.m. It was like, no issues at all. No. And just a quick story as well. Speaking of Vegas, this happened to me. So, I mean, Matias, you'll like this. This is UFC. So, I was good friends with Heath Herring. And he fought Brock Lesnar. And he made like $140,000. About $140,000 for the fight. All right. 150, 145, whatever. Yeah, 145, whatever it was. So after, long story short, after tax, he made like 90K or something, right? So and I was friends with him. So I said to him, I said, so what'd you do with the money anyways? I said, you know, whatever, it's the money. And you know, wasn't getting his personal life, but I just, it came up. You know, I was like, so yeah, I said, you got, yeah. I saw you got, and he goes, yeah. Yeah, he goes, because I said, you got 140 plus sponsorship, whatever, right? And he goes, yeah. And he said, he told me, he goes, yeah, when it was all said and done, it was about 100, a little over 100 or something. And for me. And then he goes, I said, so what'd you do with it? And he goes, let me show you. So we're in a casino. He goes, let me show you. We walk outside into the parking lot, and he's got this like BMW turbo, whatever the hell, bro. All right. I don't know. I'm not a car geek, but it was like a souped up BMW, you know, with tinted windows. You thought he dropped it in the casino?
I thought you were going to say, come on, I want to show you. I have a naked Russian bride out in the parking lot waiting for me.
His girlfriend's like a female big poker star player. I forget her name. He's got a girlfriend, big time poker player. She's like a star on TV and stuff all the time. But so we go to the parking lot. Cam was there, and Cam was with us, and so he shows us the BMW and stuff, and we went to that strip club, the Palomino, in North Vegas, which is pretty. It's a sketchy part of town, like really sketchy and stuff. Yeah. Right. So we were partying, we're going hard and stuff. And then, same thing. He told us, let's go for a ride. He goes, let's test this thing. And same thing, man. We went out in the middle of the desert and stuff. And, dude, we thought we were going to die. Like, I think Cam might have pissed himself, like, type thing. Like, I remember, like, thinking literally, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die in the Vegas desert with a UFC fighter and Cam Stewart right now. like we're going. And lo and behold, same thing, bro. I was like, you know, I told him. I said, you know, there was like a trooper right there. And he told me, they'll never catch us. It's like a Vegas thing. He goes, he'll never catch us. And we're going through. And I'm like, dear God, man. You know, I swear to God, if we were in the middle of the desert, I would have said, let me out. I would have been, let me out. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yes, I know. That's not... You know, it's like you just talk about anybody has any male that has some of the same problems that I have with making bad decisions would never have a girlfriend that was a poker player. She would know every tell I had. I would never get away with anything.
Oh, I'd be the worst. Yeah, yeah. Dude, Tony, one of my ex-girlfriends, may she rest in peace. She was a freaking customs agent. A customs agent.
Oh, well, that might not be a bad thing. That might be.
I know what you're saying, but but I hear what you're saying. but it's good to have friends. You're right, in high places. She was like the head, though, of them. Like, she's like the head of the thing. And, like, so, like, she's a customs agent, and they kept offering her promotions. She's like, nah, I'm good where I am. But she wasn't, like, she was into food and agriculture. So... Like, basically, like, she was the one that was, like, busting people that had, like, you know, fish, you know, monkey heads in suitcases. And, like she wasn't on the drug beat. She was literally, like, an agricultural agent. But you'd be amazed what happens in airports. Yeah. Like, in New York, a big thing now is people are smuggling these birds in from Africa because they race them. In New York City, in the parks, it's like a traditional thing, and they race these birds. And, like, so people will come in, guys, instead of smuggling drugs, people will have, like, 500 birds in, like, a suitcase. Or they'll, like they're nuts. Like, they try to come in with, like, monkeys and, like, you know, like, it's nuts. Like, people try, like, a lot of crazy things. But she's my girlfriend, and they did a profile, like her job, which was like the government. So it was like a real profile test. So they did a profile for her. And you know what her ideal job description was? They told her, you could be a judge. Imagine that, Tony. She saw through everything. You're right, bro. I couldn't even think about lying, and she knew I was thinking about it.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no. No poker. A poker. An expert woman is a poker. No. No.
All right. So, all right. Listen, we're going to we're gonna get some baseball on the other side with the great Tony Finn joining us. We still have Steve Merrill coming up. We still have Mick Ossie. So, we're not going to keep you all night, Tony. Well, I'm just going to throw it to you on the other side. What do you like tomorrow?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But God, did the Dodgers suck. It started to piss me off. And listen, the Dodgers, they'll still win the World Series. They'll still win the World Series. But they suck right now. More with Tony Finn on the other side.
Hours a day,
7 days a week,
with the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game, and then there's knowing how the game is played.
We're the second part.
Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge.
Come and get it.
Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Bortridge. You know, we've got a hardcore show today, and our crew and our chat is talking about New York bird singing and the betting.
Yeah.
You ever heard about that, Tony? And you're an old school gambler.
I have. Yeah, no, I've heard about it, but I've never imagined it or seen it or imagined it. I can't even fathom how they get those birds to race, you know, unless
no, they don't race, the pigeons, Tony.
You know,
no, they're not racing. Exactly. What do you think? They're flying around the Central Park in New York.
I thought they were racing.
No. Bird betting. I said bird betting. It's unless I slipped and I said racing. So no, I said bird betting. It's bird singing. They sing. And why it came up actually is because I just mentioned like at the airport, right? I said my ex-girlfriend at the airport, and in New York City, like almost daily, they arrest people. All right, so they arrest people. So here it is: New York Post reports Kinetic man attempted to smuggle nearly 3 dozen live finches from Guyana through JFK Airport in his carry-on luggage. The prized songbirds were concealed inside plastic hair curlers. That's the big thing. Which I thought, so basically there's these songbirds. They're beautiful, like these little birds, but they sing.
Uh-huh.
All right. Like, not like Pavarotti. They're not singing Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. You know what I mean? But they sing like bird, like tweet, tweet, like the whatever. They sing, but like the term songbird, they're like the most beautiful sounding birds in the world. So basically, Tony, listen, it's a big betting thing.
If you put them in the curlers, how do you prevent them from singing while you're trying to smuggle them? Unless you give them Quaaludes or Valium or something, I don't know. How do you shut them up?
That's a good point. I thought you were going to say, how do you prevent them from dying? Which a lot of them do along the way. That's the point too, right? A lot of them do die. No, they can sing on cue. You know what I'm saying? So, but the point is, yeah, they don't race; they sing, and then you can judge by the response of female birds. Like birds will respond to it type thing. So it's almost like a contest. It's a bird contest of who can get laid the most. That's like, I'll cut to the chase. No. Like the bird sings, which bird attracts the most female birds to its call. And it's a big thing. It's like a massive, massive betting thing in New York. And like I said, you figure, it's not dog fighting at least, right? But a ton of birds do die along the way. And get this, the birds sell for $5,000 each. That's why people smuggle them. $5,000 each
all
bird.
Over them.
Peter, oh yeah, well they're not a yeah.
Hot, well, it's stalking them.
Well, it's illegal, Tony. Yeah, it's an illegal sport. Like the cops, the NYPD busted up. Like they don't like doing it because they don't like messing with
songbirds. Are illegal? What's the world coming to?
The thing is, there's no songbirds in New York or the U.S., bro. So how'd the bird get there?
Well, there's
you just violated.
They wouldn't make it, man.
Yeah, but you violate where the bird came from, Africa. You smuggled the bird in to do this, then you get into the whole ecosystem thing.
They flew in, officer.
Yeah, yeah.
My birds were partitioned. They're homing.
I hear what you're saying. Hair curlers. That's the big thing. All right, Mr. Finn. Tony's having a hard time wrapping his head around this. I don't know. The Big Apple would eat you alive, Tony. New York City, buddy. You're like, you can't grasp. Bird singing betting. Come on.
Okay. All right. You got it. All right. Cockroaches, bird singing. You can bet on anything in New York.
Listen, that's not true. I know we've heard the expression, I bet on two cockroaches. Have you ever bet on two cockroaches? I haven't.
It depends on what you subjective. I have bet on some cockroaches.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's a cockroach team. You're a good point.
They came to the game drunk.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can live with that. I can live with that. I've actually killed cockroaches, but I don't have a bet on them. All right, Tony. So speaking of betting, tonight one of my nicer picks actually was the Washington Nationals in the first five. FanDuel was dealing +158. For the first five.
That's nice.
I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, the Yankees coming off an emotional series with the Astros. Tyon's good, but he's not great. Corbin has struggled a little bit, but you know he's got good stuff. The Nationals, I don't know how they do it. I give them credit. I think the Nationals, they're in the mix for the division, even with all their injuries. But they got Soto back. They're hitting the ball a little bit right now. They're getting healthier, the Nationals. And I said first five, and then we hit it. So what about tomorrow here? We got Max Scherzer on the hill, and it's Corey Kluber. Yeah, Corey Kluber's actually favorite here. What do you make of this one?
Well, I think there's a tremendous amount of value again on Washington. Now, listen, I don't like Washington long term. A lot of their underlying peripherals suggest that they're going to struggle as the season wears on. However, Kluber is pitching. His metrics are smoke and mirrors. They are smoke and mirrors, what he's done so far. And I'll take Scherzer at $130. What's the price? I think he's a $125 or $130 dog. Absolutely. I will absolutely take Scherzer first five and game.
Yeah, down to +118 right now.
I like
now.
To play more.
But it's hard to argue it. I'm not ready to take the Yankees still. So the Colorado Rockies, what are the Rockies now? So now they're 2-12 on the road. So tonight, they were 2-11 and 13 before tonight. Now, what do you think of this one tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, we talked about that last week, didn't I? I told you, if Colorado's away from Coors Field, their lineup right now, they are a blind fade, completely blind fade. And tonight, I gave it out as a free play. It was 5-0. But here's the deal. Tomorrow, what you got is you have a guy who's also pitching with smoke and mirrors. And see, people are saying, oh, he's resurrected his career. He hasn't.
Yeah, he's been a little better.
I tell you what his metrics are.
Oh, Carlos.
He's better.
Yeah, he's better.
He's commanding the ball better. But he's still, you know, he's striking. It's 5.5 Ks per nine. And listen, as the season wears on, he'll lose a couple miles an hour of velocity. His velocity is pretty good, too, compared to last for the 60-day sprint. But here's the deal. Colorado's just a dead fade right now away from Coors Field. They're a dead fade. If they're up against anybody capable, you're going to still get up. You know, look at the number for tomorrow. It's here's a guy that had just won for the first time since 2017 last week.
You know, and Tony, I get it. The strikeouts aren't there, but if you look at Carlos Martinez, yep. Guys, and we talked about Carlos Martinez earlier in the year, and we knew he was a fade earlier in the year. And you look, so in his first start, he gave up 4 earned runs in 5 innings. His second start, he gave up 3 earned runs in 5 innings. His third start, right. He gave up 6 earned runs in 5 innings. And it was like, whoa. And I jumped in on the last two. So I missed the boat on the first one, but I caught on. I was like, man, and going back to last year, you're right, Tony. The velocity slipping, I get it. But let's give credit where credit's due, bro. In his last 4 starts, he's given up 2 earned runs. He's given up 2 earned, yeah, 2 earned runs. That's 4 starts.
He's won 2 in a row. Yeah, Philly and Pittsburgh. Listen, first off, I do want to give him credit because he's still out there fighting, you know, wanting to do well. His desire to compete is not faded at all. He's pretty passionate on the mound. And but Phil, not that Philly is a you know, a walk in the park, but at Pittsburgh, that's a pretty good matchup, much like a Colorado matchup right now. Pittsburgh, after a good start, Gabe, they can't hit the ball. They can't put the bat on the ball. Much like another play tomorrow, really the play I really like if you watch any of tonight's game, Tampa Bay is striking out at a record rate for Tampa Bay. And they can't score. They can't hit the ball. When they're striking out, what, they strike out 10 times or 9? I mean, it's crazy, Gabe. And tomorrow, everybody wants to talk about DeGrom, but the truth is, let's talk about what Tyler Glasnow's done. And under 7, what's the total in that game? I really like the under.
I would
play Glasnow. He's a steal. He's a steal at $1.30. However, Tampa Bay.
It's $1.54 I'm saying now.
Right.
I would almost argue that Oakland at +130 is a live dog. I would look at the other side, to be honest, even as good as Glasnow is.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Glasnow. 10 strikeouts in a game to close April. 10 strikeouts each game. He's throwing 69% of his pitches for strikes. First pitch strikes, 22 of the 27 batters he's faced this year, strikes. Montas, he's listed as the A's number one rotational guy, you know, but he's soft, 4.38 earned. His xFIP's about the same. He's surrendering 9.4 hits per 9 innings, and his strikeout to walk ratio is only 2.8. Here's the deal. He's going to look like Cy Young tomorrow against this Tampa Bay lineup that is struck out now. They have had 1,140 at bats, and they struck out almost 300 times. Gabe,
you know what? I think the A's +134 at under 7.5 is worth a look.
Yep.
I'm surprised not even seven.
The under, Doug Eddings. Doug Eddings behind the plate will be wearing the vest. Tonight it was Bill Miller, both of these guys are two of the most pitcher-friendly umpires in the game. So not only do you get the comfy confines of Oakland Coliseum and their miles and miles of foul territory, you get Doug Eddings as the vest. And in 50-degree weather with a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing in off the bay, it's under.
Love it. 7.5 right now. You know what, guys? Yeah. This is why you spend your late night hours. Yeah, you do well every week.
Yeah, right. We did pretty well. Remember, we had dogs last week, and we talked about Harvey. He won.
Yeah, Matt Harvey.
And we talked.
Well, listen, I actually hit the Red Sox tonight, yeah. But Matt Harvey's been good. But I'm with you here. Yeah. Like I said, 7.5 feels high for this game, so I'm down with the under here.
Yep.
And I'm not saying Oakland's any lock or hey, you know, they can't lose, but as good as Glasnow is, you're getting plus 134 right now, and Tampa can't hit. So even if Glasnow can throw a no hitter for six innings, they can still lose the baseball game
and lose.
Right? They can. Yeah. Right. They can still lose the game.
Glasnow faced the A's once this year already. Listen, the A's whiffed on 8 of his 51 four-seamers and 8 of his 33 sliders while missing all 3 swings and misses against his curveball. That made his whiff rate 55%. That's legendary stuff.
Tony Finn kicking us. All right, well, we get to more baseball with Tony. We got some picks coming up from Mick. We got Steve Merrill still throwing it down with us. I want to get Tony Finn's thoughts on the Chicago White Sox and the Royals. We cash the winner tonight with the White Sox with Rodon.
I did,
interesting,
too.
Yeah, but tomorrow, Lance Lynn, pretty big favorite tomorrow, minus 176. I'm not saying I like the Royals, but we'll get Tony's thoughts on that and get Tony's thoughts on all these no-hitters. Dear God, another one. It's like another day. And I predict it, Tony. I'm telling you, there'll be another no-hitter this weekend. Bring it.
Expert perspectives and actionable insights 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
It's the Winning Edge.
What are you going to do? Not listen?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To win, you need a strategy.
A plan.
You've come to the right place. We're the home of sports gaming strategies and information to give you
the winning edge.
I mean, we're not just doing this for our health.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class, man. My Twitter's really been hot today, really been blowing up. Like I said, bit busy day today as we threw it down on the Hammered On podcast. And then we were on the Team 990 TSN radio at Montreal on their 20th anniversary show. So it's been a fun day. And then, of course, game time decisions. And now we're rolling tonight. Tony Finn with us. Steve Merrill's going to join us. We still have it. We got to get to the UFC as well with Matias. So what do you like, Mr. Finn, tomorrow? What do you think about the White Sox and the Royals? White Sox get it done again. What are you looking at tomorrow, Tony? What catches your eye the most here, buddy?
Well, I'll repeat that I really like that under. In that Oakland Coliseum between Tampa Bay and Oakland tomorrow, I like that under. And the other game, this Lance Lynn. Listen, Lance Lynn, Lance Lynn's performed outrageously well. But, you know, he's pitching so far above his skill set. It's incredible. You think about it. Listen, first off, it was Kansas City. His first outing, the first two, no one runs, but he lost to LA, to the Angels, who can hit the ball. No, make no mistake, the Angels can hit the ball. They can't pitch, but they can hit the ball. He only worked 4.2 innings. He gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, no earned runs. He went 99 pitches in 4.2, Gabe, which tells you he's struggling with his command. And KC wins 6-0. KC is nothing special. And when all is said and done, it'll be Detroit and Kansas City at the bottom of that division in October. I'm sorry, Kansas City fans. That's just the way it's going to be. And then he pitches against an offensively challenged Cleveland team. And he loses 4-2. I'll say this, how could you say that about a guy who's 2-1, 1.82 ERA, 29 strikeouts, an 0.97 WHIP, right? But Lance Lynn, when the weather warms, Lance won't be productive. When you're 16 outs that weren't strikeouts, 3 of them ground balls, 13 fly balls, that doesn't work even in a dead ball era that we're in now.
But, Tony, the odds makers have kind of caught up. Look, they're big favorites. But Lynn has been money, bro. He's one of these guys that people don't talk about, right? They don't talk about him. Look, this year in 4 starts, he's given up 5 runs. It's not bad. More with Tony on the other side. Bring it.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.